Afghanistan's highways used to be the envy of its Central Asian neighbors, but that was 30 years ago, before decades of war and neglect. Some help is on the way. The United States, Japan, and Saudi Arabia last month announced a $250 million plan to rebuild one key road. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
The last stop before the blacktop runs out on Afghanistan's main north-south highway is a tiny town called Durrani. This whole community seems to specialize in automobile repair. Here, auto mechanic Saeed Jamil is hard at work under a dusty blue van. His one-room repair shop sits just yards from where the highway deteriorates into a crude dirt road. This road is so bad that I get 5 to 10 broken cars here every day, he says. Driver Usman Ghani watches and shakes his head. I just had my van repaired 2 days ago, he says. 5 minutes after I got onto the dirt road today, my axle broke. Only a fraction of the roads in Afghanistan are paved, and even these are cracked and potholed. The rest of the country's roads are little more than bumpy dirt tracks that slow ground travel to a dusty, bruising crawl. Even if you don't have a breakdown on this road, it still takes more than 13 hours to make the 200-mile journey from the capital to Afghanistan's second city, Kandahar. It wasn't always this way, though. Decades ago, locals could make the same drive in under 5 hours. In those days, the road was nicknamed the Eisenhower Highway because it was built in the 50s with funding from the U.S. History seems about to repeat itself. Last month, the U.S., Japan, and Saudi Arabia announced a $250 million plan to build a new 745-mile highway linking Kabul, Kandahar, and the western city of Herat. Craig Buck, the Kabul director of USAID, says the project was approved in record time after intense lobbying from Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
This is one of President Karzai's highest priorities. It's something that he believes will join the nation together. It will be a demonstration that his government is able to deliver services and facilities to the people. So symbolically, it is incredibly important.
Construction has already begun along the old Eisenhower Highway. Not far past Durrani, a small road crew worked with huge grading machines to try to tame the stubborn potholes. But it's slow going and dangerous. Just a few feet from the side of the road, rocks painted red mark the location of unexploded landmines. Mine clearing teams have to work ahead of the road crews, clearing the deadly unexploded ordnance left by a quarter century of war. It's estimated it will take some 2 years to complete this project. Many people here can't wait, including this driver, who was left fixing a flat tire just a few miles down the old Eisenhower Highway. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Durrani, Afghanistan.